This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri kubvumbi 26 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoita hurukuro nemumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe. Varairidzi vanoti vatadza kuwana mari dzavo dzose kumabhanga nepamusana pekushomeka kwemari mumabhanga emunyika. Dare repamusoro rinosendeka parutivi mutongo waro panyaya yekumbomiswa basa kwameya weHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni. Zimbabwe International Trade Fair inotanga nhasi muulawayo. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai nhasi vaita musangano nemumwiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe vaHarry Thomas kumuzinda webato ravo weHarvest House muHarare. Ambassador Thomas vaudza Studio 7 kuti vari kusangana nevatungamiri vemapato ose zvematongerwo enyika uye vakatosangana nevakuru vezano PF, mutungamiri weMDC weWalshman Ncube, mutungamiri wePeople's Democratic Party vaTendai Biti nevamwe. Ambassador Thomas vati izvi vari kuzviita kuti vakwanise kuumba hukama pakati peAmerica neZimbabwe munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mutauriri waTsvangirai vaLokutambori Nyoka vatenda kuti musangano uyu waitwa vachitiwo vaTsvangirai vane chido chekusangana nevamiriri vedzimwe nyika sezvo vari mutungamiri webato guru munyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yavaita naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7.
Vatsvangirai vasangana naAmbassador Thomas. So kuzva kwamunoita kuti nyika ino yangova Global Village, tinoengage kana tinotaura nevanomirira nyika dzese muZimbabwe munomu. Saka vatsvangirai vatorowo mukana iwoyo kuti vataurewo maonero avo nemaonero emusangano maererano nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Tinokuva pati yeresponsibility yavo semukuru webato kuti vaite diplomatic engagement nevese vanomirira nyika dzakasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe.
Musangano uyu waitirwa kupi uye ndana nevamwe vapindawo musangano?
Musangano uyu waitirwa pamuzinda weMDC paHarvest House. Vatsvangirai vanga vaina Secretary General munyori mukuru webato vaDouglas Ngonzora nevanoona nezvekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika mubato vateresa Makoni naDirector weInternational Relations vaMakuvise. Sezvaunoziva Blessing kuti kunhaurirano kukurukurirana nekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika zvizvi zvatinokoshesa isu MDC. Saka vatsvangirai vasangana naAmbassador Thomas sechimwe chedonzvo redu veMDC kupota tichitaurana nevamiriri vedzimwe nyika tichivaoneso maonero edu nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe.
Pane vamwe vamiriri vedzimwe nyika vamuri kutarisirawo here kuti munge muchisangana navo mazuva anotera?
Kutosangana nevamiriri vedzimwe nyika zvinhu zvatinogara tichiita nguva nenguva. Last time vatsvangirai vakasangana navamama Susan Makoti vanomirira Australia muZimbabwe zvokuti hatingataure madiplomatic engagements anoitwa naPresident Tsvangirai kutaurana nekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika zvinhu zvatinokoshesa. Saka pano nepapo nguva nenguva vanosangana nevamiriri vedzimwe nyika sezvavaita nhasi vachisangana naAmbassador Harry Thomas.
Mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLokutambori Nyoka vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mutongi wedare repamusoro Justice Mary Dube nhasi vambosendeka parutivi kupa mutongo wavo panyaya yakakwidzwa kudare nameya weHarare vaBernard Manyenyani vachipikisa kumbomiswa kwavabasa negurukota rezvematunhu vasevhia Kasuku here. Vamanyenyeni vanga vachimirirwa nemagweta eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, vaDeft Office navaZimbabwe Chimbwa. Musi wa20 kubvumbi vakasuku here vakamisa vamanyenyeni basa vachiti vainge vachikora mutemo pakupakwawo basa rekuva munyori weguta kuna vaJames Mushore. Vakasuku here vanoti kusarudzwa kwavamushore kwaisava pamutemo weUrban Councils Act uyo uri kunzi nemagweta avamanyenyeni unotyora bumbiro remutemo wenyika. Kunetsana uku kwapa kuti kanzuri yeHarare ive nevanyori vaviri panguva imwe chete vamushore naamai Josephine Ncube vakasarudzwa navakasuku here kuti vambofanira kubata matomu. Amai Ncube ndiwo munyori wekanzuru kana kuti chamber secretary. Mudare nhasi vachimbwa vati kubvisa meya pasi pebumbiro remutemo idzva kwave kuitwa nedare kana kuti netribunal. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata munyore mukuru weMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora ava vanga vari mudare iri nhasi.
Yakamba zvakanaka zvikuru, asi mutongi wedare reHigh Court Justice Dube vati vakambosendeka mutongi wavo parutivi vononyora matongo avaita nyaya iyi. Asi tinovimba kuti ichabudirira kuMDCT.
Saka munofunga kuti mutongo uyu uchazopiwa rini?
Tichitarisa maexamples anomboitika, nyaya yacho makuru yanga yakaita nemibhongo yakachipfugana jaji ndiri kufungidzira kuti mumashure meshebhe rimwe chete mutongo uyoyo unenge wabuda. Asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechokuti isu seMDC tiri kuramba kuti hurumende itiisire town clerk wayo webato webato. Tinoda town clerk anoita zvine zvevanhu akadzidzira kwanisa iroro, kwete munhu anopinda paka nesloga. Uyezve tiri kuti havakwanisi kudzinga meya wedu nokuti havadzisivo vakamuisa ipapo.
Asika hamuzoone nyaya iyi ichiramba ichiita zienda nakuenda here tichitarisa zvakaitika kugweru kuti vakasukuira anogona kuendawo kudare pamusoro reSupreme Court voti ivo havatambire mutongo unenge wapiwa kuri kuti mabudire?
Aiwa, izvozvo tazvigadzirisa uyezve zvekugweru tikuchigadzirisa ichadzika manje manje. Kasukuere semunhu ari kudzidzirawo law ndofunga ari mufesiye here iko kuyunivhesiti uko, asati akunyatsoziva kuti zvinofamba sei. Saka nyaya iripo ndiro kuti tinokwanisa kuendawo kudare kuSupreme Court ikoko, tonoti nyaya ngaidzoke nekuinekuromisa. Saka iyi tabva tazvigadzirisa zvakare kuti panotongwa mutongo uyu ukapinda uri mufevha yavamanyenyeni vatebhoka kubasa pakare.
Munyori mukuru weMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari kumabhanga rinonzi nhasi ratadzisa varayiridzi kuwana miuro yavo yemwedzi uno yose. Mukuru weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ vatakawafira Joe vanoti varayiridzi vakawanda vaenda kumahofisi avo vachinyunyuta kuti vari kukundikana kutora mari dzavanoda kumabhanga, vachiti mabhanga mazhinji anga achingopa mari inoita madzora makumi mashanu chete pamunhu. Mumwe anoshandawo kune rimwe bhanga asina kuda kudomwa nezita sezvo asingabvumidzwi kutaura nevatori venhau audzawo Studio 7 kuti mabhanga haasokwanisa kuwana mari yaanoda kubva kubhanga guru renyika. Izvo zvave kuita kuti mabhanga amirire kuwana mari kubva kune vanenge vachida kuchengetera mari dzavo kumabhanga aya. Mukutanga kwemwedzi uno, gavhuna webhanga guru renyika vaJohn Mangudya vakaudza paramende kuti mabhanga emunyika akapinza mari inodarika mazana maviri emamiriyoni emadhora kubva kutanga kwegore rino kusvika mwedzi uno, asi mari iyi ichiri kutadza kugutsa misika. Vamangudya vakati bhanga ravo riri kutora matanho akawanda anosanganisirawo kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vashandise makadhi ekumabhanga pakutenga nekubhadhara zvinhu. Vamangudya vakatendawo kuti vanhu vakawanda havachada kuchengetera mari dzavo kumabhanga nekuda kwemitero yakakwira yekumabhanga pamwe nekuderera kwemari dzinoberekwako. Vazhou vanoti hurumende yakazivisawo varayiridzi kuti vachawana mari dzavo dzemabhonus musi wa30 mwedzi uno, vachitiwo kukundikana kwevarayiridzi kuwana mari idzi kuchaitawo kuti vasaenda kuzvikoro panovhurwa zvikoro svondo rinouya. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navazhou.
Zuva harina kumira zvakanaka.
varairidzi vakawanda vanenge vatravhela several kilometers kubva kumaruwa vachipindawo madhorobha kuti vatore mari dzavo. Asi mabhangawo madzingeta mari akawanda haana mari, anga achipa mari dzinobva $50 kusvika $200. Saka imari shoma zvekuti murairidzi unenge ane zvinhu zvakawanda. Vana vanoda kuti vaendewo kuzvikoro, ivo vanodawo kuti vatorewo mari yekuti vabatsirike nemhuri dzavo. Saka zvinhu zvashungurudza varairidzi zvikuru kwazvo. Vazhinji vavo vachienda kumaofisi zveduwo vachiti tibvunzewo vana bank manager kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei. Ndatomboenda kumabank matatu ndichibvunzawo. Vana bank manager vanotiwo havasi kuwana mari kubva kuRBZ. Saka vanotovana voshoma inobva kuvanhu vanenge vadhipozita, ndeyovoona kuti vosheya sei kuvanhu vakawanda. Saka zvino zvashungurudza varairidzi vakawandawo havasinawo tarisiro, nokuti vafunga kuti za2008 zviya zvadzoka zvokuzoshaya mari.
Saka dambudziko rekushayikwa kwemari kumabhanga iri muri kuribata sei?
Nesu tinotonetsekawo, even isu seorganization. Remember, tine 14 offices dziri right round the country. Tinopeyawo mautility bills, tinopeya mabridgement kumamembers edu anenge ashayikirwa nehama. Tine manega cost, tatiwawo $200 seorganization. Saka kungotemawo tese tichivaudzawo kuti tinoendesawo zvitemo zvedu izvo taendesawo kumabhanga tanyora dzitsamba tichizamawo kuti vanotungamirawo mabhanga vekuRBZ vaonewo kuti semaorganization yavarairidzi tawanawo dzimari dzedu, asi hatisati tawana mhinduro yekuti zvichabudirira kana kuti zvichadhadha.
Tichitarisa remangwana munoroonawo rakamira sei vazvo?
Remangwana harina chiedza kana vatungamiriri venyika vachirega zvinhu zvakadai zvichiitika. Mafungiro edu ndeokuti vanhu ngavaone kuti dambudziko taripedza. Vatungamiriri vaone kuti zvinoenda nezveupfumizi zvagadzirisa, nokuti kana mabhanga atanga kushayisa varairidzi navamwe vanhu mari, zvinoreva kuti awana chimari chake achaisa papepilo. Saka inini ndinoona sekuti vakuru venyika varobert Mugabe navamwe nemaopposition ngavambogara pasi vataure vanotaura nechokwadi kuti nyika ingafamba ichienda mberi sei.
Varairidzi vanga vachitarisirawo zvakare kuwana mari yavo yebhonasi mwedzi uno. Yauya here pavatambira nhasi apa?
Bhonasi haina kuuya. Vehurumende vanoti bhonasi inouya musi wa30. Asi tichitaura kudai, varairidzi vakawanda nemhaka yokushaya mari vava kutotsutsuma kuti iyo bhonasi ichauyawo here musi wa30. Saka naizvozvo vanga vachitisiyirawo mameseji, navamwe vari kutouya vachitaura kuti kana bhonasi isina kuuya iyi zvikoro ngazvingovhura zvakavhara hasha, nokuti haingazouyi. Kana zvikoro zvikavhurwa haingazouyi. Naivo vanodaro kuti vana vavo vange vanokwanisa kuenda kuzvikorowo vane dzimari dzavanenge vavanawo. Saka vakamirira bhonasi for a long time. Tinongofungidzirawo kuti hurumende ichaitawo zvinhu zvakanaka kuremekedza varairidzi, sezvo yakapa vamwe vese masoja, mapurisa navamwavo mabhonasi avo. Tinongofungidzirawo kuti vachaita the most honorable thing kuti wavo musi wa30 wacho paunosvika varairidzi vawane bhonasi dzavo vasati vavhura zvikoro.
Mukuru wePTUZ vatakawafira zhou vari parunhare kumasvingo neStudio 7. Vamwe vagari vemubulawayo vanoti havachaoni kukosha kwegungano remabhizimusi rinoitwa pagore roga roga reZimbabwe International Trade Fair kana kuti ZITF, iro ratanga muguta reulawayo nhasi. Mutoro wedu wenhau Tauraishava anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vamwe vagari vataura neStudio 7 vati gungano reZITF raiva pamukana wekuti vaende nemhuri dzavo kunoona zvakasiyana-siyana, asi vati mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi ave kuita kuti vasaona kukosha kwechiitiko ichi. Mumwe weavo vataura neStudio 7 ndemumwe mugari uyo angozvidoma nezita rekuti Amaita Onga. Amaita Onga vati ZITF iri kuuya panguva iyo vari kutotemwa nemusoro kuti vabatanidze mari yekubhadharira vana vavo chikoro, sezvo zvikoro zviri kuvhurwa svondo rinouya.
kare kwedu yaive yakakosha chaizvo pakalenda redu kunesu vanhu nevana vadiki asi yakanyanya kukoshera ikonomi yedu iye zvino nemamirira aita ikonomi kuti tingati vanhu vakawanda vanokwanisa kuinda kutrade fair handione zvichidaro ende iye zvino zvanyanya kuoma nekuti yatarisana nekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiri kumhanya mhanya kugadzirira nyaya dzemafizi kutengera vana mayunifomu.
Mumwe womugari muzvare Clara Moyo vati vanosenda nevana vavo kutrade fair asi vati pari zvino zvinhu zvakavaomera vakatsinhirawo kuti vari mushishi rekutsvaga mari yechikoro yevana vavo.
Ndinosienda nevana asi this time handisi kuenda kutrade fair nevana nokuti zvinhu zvakatooma. Tiri kutoti bheta titoshandira mari yeschool fees pano kuenda kutrade fair.
Vatai panei mtadza vaimboshandira imwe yaive kambani hombe yaigadzira mbatya mulawayo asi yakazovhara. Vamtadza vati vaive mumwe wevashandi vekambani iyi vaigara vachienda kutrade fair kunoratidza zvinhu zvaigadzirwa nekambani iyi. Vamtadza vanoti ivo semunhu ave kuedza kutangawo kuzvishandira pachavo vega vanoona gungano rezitf rakakosha sezvo richivapa mukana wekuwana mazano ebhizimisi kune vamwe.
Panapa ndauyawo semunhu aroda kutangawo bhizinesi rake saka ndiroda kuona kuti ndingawanawo here idea yekuti nditange bhizinesi rangu uye kuti ndione kuti ndingawanawo here maclients anozondiita kutiwo bhizinesi rangu ribudirire. Saka tirikungosanganawo nevamwewo vakasiyana-siyana tichishare maideas nekuita networking yekuona kuti tinosumukawo seiwo muzimbabwe.
Mumashoko avo kuvatapi venhau nhasi mubulawayo sachigaro wezitf vave kitemba ngomo vati kunyange hazvo mamiriro ezveupfumi munyika asina kumira zvakanaka vari kufadzwa nezviratidzwa zviri pagungano rezitf regore rino vachiti zviratidzwa izvi ndezvemhando yepamusoro kupfuura mamwe makore mashoma apfuura. Gungano rezitf richavhurwa zviri pamutemo nemusi wechishanu uye mutungamiri wenyika yetogo vaforin nasibe ndivo vachange vari munyarikano pachiitiko ichi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 mubulawayo ndini Taurai Shava.
Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yestudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muwashington dc. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Zviuru nezviuru zvavana chiremba vemubritain zviri kuramwa mabasa zvichevera gakava remihoro. Kuratidzira kwavana chiremba vemuzvipatara zvehurumende uku ndekwekutanga uye kuchaitwa kwemaawa makumi mana nemasere. Vechidiki muzano PF vanoti makurukota ehurumende akawanda ari kutadza kuita zvirongwa zvinobatsira vechidiki munyika. Vechidiki ava vanotiwo havasi kuzuyamura nhengo dzeparamende dzinenge dzisina kuvapa ruyamuro muurongwa hwavo hwekuda kuratidzira mwedzi unouya. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura muchinhoi nemugovera mutevedzeri wasachigaro wevechidiki vakudzai chipanga vanoti nhengo dzezanu PF dzeparamende dzinofanirwa kuyamura vechidiki mukuratidzira kwavari kuronga mwedzi unouya mukutsigira mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe semutungamiri wenyika pamwe nebato rezanu PF. Vachipanga vanoti nhengo dzeparamende dzisingavayamure nerutsigiro rwemari kana zvimwewo vacharega kuvatsigira musarudzo dzichaitwa mugore ra2018. Vechidiki vanoti nhengo dzeparamende dzezanu PF dzinovimba nevechidiki kuti dzivakokere rutsigiro munguva yesarudzo. Vachipanga vanoti makurukota ehurumende vari kutadza basa sezvo vari kutadza kuyamura vechidiki nezvinhu zvakaita seminda, marezinesi ekuchera zviwanikwa pamwe nenzvimbo dzekuvaka dzimba.
Chandinoda kuti maministers aya aite ndechekuti maministers aya amboti taurirwo kuti zvii zvavari kuita zvekusimudzira mayouth mumaministries mavo.
Veshidiki ava isika zana, vaka wira na kuti vanofanirwa kuwana minda, sezo vaka wanda vavo vasina kuwana minda, apo paigoverwa ivhu kuvatema, muchirongwa chakatanga muna 2000. Vachipanga vanoti pamusoro peminda, vanoda nzvimbo dzekuvaka dzimba, kana kuti mastands mumadhorobha sarudzo dzemuna 2018 dzisati dzaitwa, sezo veshidiki wese wezanu PF achifanirwa kubuda mumba make achienda kunovhota.
Muyuzi wezanupf haafaniri kundovhotera vamugabe achibuda muimba yekurocha. Muyuzi wezanupf ngaabude mumba make achisiya kiya tora ke kuda kuenda kundovhotera vamugabe.
Veshidiki ava vakashoropodza mumwe wavo wechidiki Esi Lumumba, uyo akafumura gurukota rezvechidiki nekupa upfumi kuvanhu vatema vaPatrick Zhwavo vachiti kufumura bato. Mukokeri wemisangano mubazi revechidiki vaInnocent Hamandishe vanoti vaLumumba vave kupinda nemwenje mudziva nekusaremekedza vakuru mumusangano. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa divi ravaLumumba panyaya iyi. Gurukota rezvematunhu Numudunho reMashonaland West vafabha chidarikire avo vaiva pamusangano vakaratidza kutya kukuru nemashoko evechidiki vakati vachataura nemakanzura ose mudunhu kuti vape vechidiki nzvimbo dzekuvakira dzimba.
Hapana chikonzero chokuti munge muchiita dambudziko rokushaya land yekuita dzimba, voramba muchingorocha. Ini ndiripo kuofisi kwangu hakuna problem.
Sachigaro vechidiki mudunhu reMashonaland West vatawanda rupiya, vanoti mapurisa haafanirwe kushungurudza vechidiki vanenge vachida kuwana raramo nekuchera goridhe zvisiri pamutemo. Varupiya vanoti vechidiki vachatora zvine chisimba migodhi yose isiri kushandiswa nevakuru vemusangano wezanu PF. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Kutambira nemufaro watereri. Muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tine hurukuro namuzvare Stalin. Wesangano re National Association Youth Organizations. Wakadi hako Stalin?
Tiripo zvangu makadiwo.
Ah, tiripo. Tinoda kuziva chii chiri kuitika pavikino.
Pasvondo rino vechidiki vemuno muZimbabwe vari kuungana vachiita nhaurirano nokuda kwekushandiswa kwe yatinoti digital media kana kuti zvivhitivhiti murunyararo kwemunguva dzesarudzo.
Ndianani vachauya?
Izvi zviri kuitwa kukadoma Ranch Motel. Kuchauya vanhu vanobva kumapoka akasiyana-siyana, kubva muhurumende, mabato asiri ehurumende akazvimirira oga. Kunewo vamwe vachauya vakamirira of youth, ministry of SMEs, small and medium enterprises. Kuri kuuyawo vanhu vanobva vakazvimirira vemabato akazvimirira ega senango, nevamwewo vanobva kune mapato akazvimirira ega akaita sana Zimrise nemachurch vana Catholic Commission for Justice. Kouyawo vamwe vachabva kunze kwenyika vachiuya kuti vabatane titaurirane kuti tingaita sei runyararo mukati menyika yedu isu sevechidiki, uye panoitwa sarudzo tingaita sei kuti tikwanise kuva nerunyararo sevechidiki.
Vari kubva kunze kwenyika kupi?
Tine vari kubva kuZambia, toitawo vari kubva kuRwanda, toitawo vari kubva kuEgypt, toitawo vari kubva kuUganda, toitawo vari kubva kuKenya nevari kubva kuSomalia. Ava vese vari kuuya nechinangwa chekungoti vachidzidzisewo kuti vakashandisawo sei digital media kana kuti utepfenyuro hwamazuva ano kuti vabatsirikane pavakaita sarudzo dzavo kuti vasaite mhirishonga. Chikuru ndechekuti vanhu vechidiki ngavawanewo mukana wekuti vabate muzvinhu zvakaita sesarudzo kana zvebudiriro yenyika, uye vachengetedzewo rugare mukati menyika. Saka digital media tiri kuda kungoti vechidiki vadzidziswe kuti vanokwanisa kuishandisa mune zvakanaka zvinova zvinozobatsirawo mubudiriro yenyika, uye zvinova zvinozodzivirirawo mhirishonga.
Tinotenda avo vanga vari muzvare Stalin, vanoshanda nesangano reNational Association Youth Organization kana kuti nayo. Aiwa vateriri, nguva ndoyo yaita shoma. Tosangana zvekare mangwana. Ndini Chioneso Jani.
munhau dzedu dzemitambo. Sangano reZimbabwe Football Association kana kuti ZIFA ramanikidza mukuru wesangano iri vaJonathan Mashingaidze kuenda pamudyandigere. Ukuwo vaimbove mukuru weZIFA muzvare Henrietta Rushwaya vabvisiswa mari yechibatiso pamhosva yavari kupomerwa yekutengesa mitambo. Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Zimbabwe Football Association ZIFA inoti yasiyana zvachose nemukuru wekumahofisi kwavo vaJonathan Mashingaidze avo vaitwa pamudyandigere nguva yavo isati yakwana. Mugwaro ravo ranhasi ZIFA inoti yabvumirana sebhodhi kuti vaMashingaidze vaendeswe pamudyandigere mushure mekushandira ZIFA kwemakore anodarika gumi. Pari zvino ZIFA yadoma vaJoseph Mamutse kuti vafanobata basa ranga richiitwa navaMashingaidze panguva iyo inenge ichitsvaga mumwe munhu wekutora basa iri. Bhodhi reZIFA ragara richinetsana navaMashingaidze asi nguva dzose vaitsigirwa nevaimbove mutungamiri wesangano iri vakabhedhuve. Asi kupinda kwakaita vaPhilip Chiyangwa panhongonya yesangano iri kwakasiya vaMashingaidze vasisina anovamiririra. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kuna vaMashingaidze kuti vapiwa pakadii kuti vaende pamudyandigere. Mune imwewo nyaya, vaimbove mukuru weZIFA muzvare Henrietta Rushwaya vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa mhosva yekuedza kutengesa mitambo yemaWarriors makwikwi ayo e-2017 Africa Cup of Nations. Muzvare Rushwaya vabviswa zana remadhora semari yechibatiso kuitira kuti nyaya yavari kupomerwa itongwe vachibva kumba. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection tiri kutarisa kunyunyuta kwevabereki pamusoro peurongwa hwehurumende hwekubata nechisimba vana vechikoro vese kuti vange vachitora mhiko mazuva ese vachivimbisa kuremekedza mureza weZimbabwe.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa The Connection mangwana, muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Kubva kuna Amara Brown Mukoko kachuya kwamuri kachibva kuno ku Studio 7. Vateereri yeukai kuti chirongwa cheThe Connection chiriko nhasi zuva remusi wechipiri, saka sanganai naNtungamiri Nkomo naTatenda Gumbo. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoita hurukuro nemumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe. Varairidzi vanonetseka kuwana mari dzavo dzose kumabhanga nepamusana pekushomeka kwemari mumabhanga emunyika. Dare repamusoro rinosendeka parutivi mutongo waro panyaya yekumbomiswa basa kwameya weHarare vaBernard Manyanyene. Zimbabwe International Trade Fair inotanga muBulawayo nhasi. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC, ndekusiyai mina Chris Gande namavelas Mutanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 26th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The United States ambassador to Zimbabwe holds a meeting with MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai.
Clearly, I knew Mr. Tsvangirai when he was a trade unionist and I was here before. So it was good to reconnect. But it was just to learn about what his aspirations were.
The Zimbabwe International Trade Fair roars into life.
We're very grateful to the exhibitors for the effort and the way they have gone out to make sure that they bring the right product, despite the economic environment that we're facing.
Cash shortages continue in Zimbabwe.
Several teachers traveled long distance from their rural areas to urban areas, anticipating to get their little salaries from the banks. But unfortunately, the banks were not in a position to give them money.
And former Zifa CEO Henrietta Rushwaya in hot soup as Zifa dumps current chief executive officer.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Harry Thomas Jr. today held a meeting with MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai at the party's Harvest House headquarters in Harare. Ambassador Thomas told Studio 7 that the meeting is part of his efforts to engage the country's political and civil society leaders. Tsvangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborenyoka confirmed that the meeting took place and said Tsvangirai was accompanied by Party Secretary General Douglas Monzora and Secretary for Foreign Affairs Teresa Makone. Thomas Jr. tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu in an exclusive interview that he is keen to engage Zimbabweans across the board.
You know, our policy is to meet with everyone, government officials. We met with the President, Mr. Mugabe, the Environmental Minister, the Finance Minister, Reserve Bank Governor, and now we're starting to meet with the opposition. We met with Mr. Beatty, Mr. Salonga, Mr. Nube, and Mr. Dabengwa. And this is part of our rotation of normal things diplomats do, meeting everyone. Clearly, I knew Mr. Tsvangirai when he was a trade unionist and I was here before. So it was good to reconnect. But it was just to learn about what his aspirations were for his party, as well as the people of Zimbabwe.
And are you also engaging non-governmental organizations?
Maybe a month or so ago, we met with many leaders of civil society. And those were the first, before we met anyone in the opposition, we met them. And what we've asked them is to tell us what they hope for the future for Zimbabwe in terms of democracy, human rights, as well as economic opportunity, investment. So we're looking forward to hearing from them. We don't want this to be a top-down exercise. We want civil society organizations to tell the United States as well as other international actors how we can best assist them, and then we will have to make our assessment.
And talking about the issue of democracy in Zimbabwe, are you happy with what you are seeing on the ground?
Well, it's quite complex, Blessing. What we're trying to do is work with all parties, including the ruling party, to ensure that the constitution passed in 2013 is fully implemented. This is a constitution that all parties agreed to. We would like to see it implemented because this is what the Zimbabwean people have said they would like. Recently there have been a march in support of Isai Zamora on his 1 year anniversary of his disappearance that was allowed without violence, and the MDC was able to go to court, win a court order, and had a march without violence. There are comedians, as you know, plays, theater going on that are critical of all political parties. I think the question is not what we are seeing, it's what the Zimbabwean people are seeing and what they would like to see.
That was the United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Harry Thomas Jr., speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Tune in tomorrow for our in-depth interview with Ambassador Thomas Jr. as we talk to him about U.S. re-engagement with Zimbabwe, the humanitarian crisis, and targeted sanctions.
As we have said, that is a decision for our president, for our Congress. We are... And that will be dependent on economic performance and governance, human rights. And that is extremely important. There must be accountability. You can't see funding without accountability. Elimination of corruption. Those are things that we will have to weigh as we move forward.
That was United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Harry Thomas Jr. Remember, don't miss the longer interview here on Studio 7 tomorrow.
High Court Judge Justice Mary Zimba Dube today reserved ruling after presiding over an urgent chamber application filed by Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni seeking an order setting aside his suspension by local government minister Xavier Kasukuwere. Justice Dube reserved ruling after hearing arguments from lawyers representing Kasukuwere and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights representing Manyenyeni. Kasukuwere suspended Manyenyeni last week, accusing him of breaching the Urban Councils Act by appointing James Mushore to the position of town clerk. But Manyenyeni's lawyer argued that Kasukuwere has no power to remove the mayor from office, as this can only be done by an independent tribunal. Harare is at the moment operating with two town clerks, Mushore and acting town clerk Josephine Ngube, appointed by Kasukuwere. MDC Secretary General Douglas Monzora tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that his party is confident the courts will rule in favor of Manyenyeni.
The matter was argued today before Justice Dube in Harare High Court, who had the arguments. The MDC is saying that the minister does not have power to suspend the mayors to determine the appointment of the town clerk. That power rests with the Harare City Council in terms of a section of the Constitution that deals with devolution. We adopted devolution in the Constitution, and therefore the local authorities have got independence. The minister's powers, previous powers, were specifically taken away by the Constitution. That was our argument. So Justice Dube had those arguments and reserved the judgment. What that means is that she is going to write her judgment down and is going to advise us when she is ready.
Mr. Monzora, is this court process not going to drag until the next elections? Because we have seen a similar thing happening in Gweru, where the High Court ruled against Minister Kasukuwere, and he appealed to the Supreme Court, and the matter has not been set down yet.
We have learned from the Gweru case on how to make sure that we make it watertight. But the most important thing is that we are going to have a judgment soon, and we are also preparing some other court action. But we are insisting that the Harare City Council must appoint the town clerk that it did. Kasukuwere wanted himself to impose a ZANU-PF candidate. This town clerk is not a member of the MDC, but was chosen on merit.
That was MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. join us when we will discuss concerns raised by parents after government announced the introduction of a national pledge to be recited by schoolgoers this term.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag #TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
The 57th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kicked off in Bulawayo today with an official saying, despite the prevailing economic environment, this year's exhibition is better than in previous years. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba visited the showgrounds and filed this report.
Addressing journalists at a press conference at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair this afternoon, ZITF company chairperson Vekite Mbangomo said he is happy with the overall show, saying the products on display are better than those exhibited in the past few years. Ngoma acknowledged that there are a few exhibition halls that are empty, noting that this was due to depressed demand. He added that the ZITF company decided to focus more on the quality of the exhibitions than the number of exhibitors.
The majority of the sections at the exhibition this year could really stand on their own anywhere in the world in terms of exhibition kind of business. So we're very proud of that, and we're very grateful to the exhibitors for the effort and the way they have gone out to make sure that they bring the right product. Despite the economic environment that we're facing, and also if you look at the products themselves that are on display, particularly the local product, there is an improvement, a significant improvement in the quality of the actual products themselves. Never mind the exhibits, but the actual products being exhibited.
Ngoma also confirmed that there has been a decrease in the number of Chinese companies whose numbers in previous years have been increasing. He attributed this to a global trend in which businesses are cutting costs. On views that the exhibition is losing its popularity and relevance, he said the ZITF is transforming itself to refocus on promoting products from the local manufacturing sector in response to demands by its clients.
What is the reason that Trade Fair was actually set up? It was set up to promote locally manufactured product. It was set up to ensure that we market our value-added product, all our beneficiated product. And just like any company in the country that is looking at themselves now, we are asking ourselves the question as ZITF that what is it that we should be doing? And we're refocusing on that manufacturing base. Yes, it's smaller than before, but we are refocusing on it as ZITF. And we are saying, let us see how best we can help the manufacturing sector.
Ngoma said there are 390 exhibitors, which is just a few more than last year's 387. Bruce Thompson, Deputy Chief Executive Officer of a South African company that manufactures bulk storage tanks, exhibiting at ZITF for the first time, said he expected to get good business as he has already received several inquiries.
We want to increase our exports from South Africa is one of the reasons. The second reason is we want to play a very big role in the water conservation throughout Africa. The show only started today, but we've already been very busy with inquiries. I expect we will get some business definitely out of it.
Several other exhibitors said they are happy to be taking part at the International Trade Showcase. A representative of a local textile printing company, Minenhle Moyo, said the Bulawayo branch of her firm has closed down because of viability problems in the face of an influx of cheap imported products. But she said the ZITF provides a company with an opportunity to let people know that they are still in business.
Having since closed our branch in Bulawayo, a lot of people thought we were no longer around and we're no longer available. Also, it's been an opportunity for us to find people from other areas and been able to tell them that, look, we're still here, this is what we're doing. So the trade fair has basically been that platform that, you know, it cuts down the legwork, so to speak. The people come to you.
The ZITF will be officially opened on Friday by Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé. President Robert Mugabe is expected to grace the official opening ceremony. The Zimbabwe International Trade Fair is one of the largest intra-regional trade fairs south of the Sahara. It is running under the theme Innovate, Integrate, Industrialize. Building on last year's focus, which was on seizing opportunities to accelerate growth, the 2016 edition goes a step further to address the critical issues of innovation, industrialization, and regional integration. The show is between today and Wednesday, open to business executives and exhibitors, with two following days set to be accessible to members of the public, including the official opening ceremony on Friday. The annual International Business Conference will be held tomorrow and a high-profile charity event, the ZITF Golf Challenge, on Thursday. The Bulawayo Agricultural Society is exhibiting various livestock and farm produce. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Coming up,
cash shortages devastate Zimbabweans.
And a former Zifa CEO in serious trouble over alleged match fixing allegations.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital today and took the oath as the country's top vice president.
On the day, he's expected to win all five states holding Republican presidential primaries. Donald Trump reached 50% support nationally from Republican or Republican-leaning voters, said NBC News Survey Monkey.
Zimbabwe has a cash crisis and banks are limiting the amount of cash that people can withdraw. That's making it difficult for locals and business owners to pay for products imported from neighboring countries or the salaries of their employees. This has been devastating for workers, including teachers who got paid today but could not access cash as banks were limiting withdrawals to $50 per client. Central Bank Governor John Mangunjga recently told Parliament that the financial services sector imported $216 million between January and April this year in a bid to ease the cash shortages. But this seems to have failed to improve the situation. Indications are that the situation could have been worsened if teachers were paid the promised bonuses today. They are not set to get the delayed bonuses at the end of this month. Some bankers say the cash crisis is due to the lack of confidence in the banking sector, which has forced local people to keep money at home. Takava Firajou of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they won't return to work if they don't get their bonuses.
Well, the day was a sad day in the capital of Zimbabwe and in the history of teaching. Several teachers traveled long distance from their rural areas to urban areas, anticipating to get their little salaries from the banks. But unfortunately, the banks were not in a position to give them money. Most of the banks were able to give $50. Those that gave much gave up to $200. So there is a whole lot of crisis. Teachers with a lot of responsibilities were expected to take money so that they meet their various responsibilities. And this is the third chapter in the history of Zimbabwe. This is the third chapter to the Zimbabweans, and it reminds Zimbabweans of the period of 2007 and 2008 when you could not withdraw anything from the banks.
What reasons are the banks giving?
After we were told by teachers, we were able to visit some of the banks, and they were very clear that they are not getting their allocations from RBZ. And they were saying that the little that they are getting from people who are depositing is what they are sharing among their clients. So the whole essence really is a national issue, a national crisis, where a lot of people have lost confidence in the banking system and they're not putting money in the banking system. And until we resolve that crisis, this issue of shortage of money in the banks will continue. And it is unfortunate for the teachers who are anticipating that they will get the very little salary so that they can meet their responsibilities.
You were expecting your bonuses this month. Did the government manage to honor this?
Well, the government has enunciated that the bonuses would be paid on the 30th of April. But a lot of teachers now have reservations, and they were coming to our offices expressing their reservations on the basis that they had only managed to get $50 from the banks, which is an indicator that nationally we may be having a crisis in terms of money. But we are hopeful that the government will do the most reasonable thing come the 30th of April by putting money so that the teachers would get their bonuses. Because the teachers were very clear in terms of what they told us as a union, that they don't expect to open schools on the 3rd of May if they have not yet got their bonus, because this will be tantamount to discrimination, because a lot of other professions, such as police force and others, have managed to get their bonuses. And the teachers feel that they are also Zimbabwean citizens, and they must also be respected by their government. And so we hope that the government or those in power will respect the teachers, given their responsibilities in terms of guarding against the practice of ignorance. And we hope that the teachers will be respected, the bonus will be paid, and so that the school will open smoothly on the 3rd of May.
That was Takaba Firajou of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.
Nearly 1,000 people are expected to attend a prayer meeting tomorrow to voice their opposition to the proposed national pledge to be introduced in schools next week. Stakeholders, including residents and concerned parents, will meet at the Presbyterian Church in Bulawayo. Reverend Useni Sibanda tells Studio 7 Tatenda Gumbo the national pledge should be dumped.
We are praying for the national pledge to be scrapped off, but we have also decided to pray for the education system in Zimbabwe. We are also praying about the issue that thousands of children will not have school fees. So I want to pray for God to provide for all this.
How has the response been, Reverend Sibanda, since your stakeholders meeting on Friday and then coming up to today?
It's massive. We have such a massive support across this, all sectors. We have never seen Zimbabweans united like this. If you look at the social media, whether it's Facebook, WhatsApp, and people on the streets, they are so excited and they were happy that the church could take the lead on this thing. And it's very clear that people are saying if government does not consult them on important public policies, they will not accept it. But also the second issue, it's clear that people will not accept anything that is not constitutional. People are actually arguing from the constitution. So it's quite exciting that Zimbabweans have got to that level where they know their rights and they can protect them.
What is the basis, as people are saying, that this move will be unconstitutional?
Section 6, which is under Chapter 4, in terms of respect for human rights, the basic human rights, it says that no person should be forced to take an oath by anyone, including the government or the state.
And that was Useni Sibanda, spokesman of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo. And as usual, remember, tomorrow we are going to air the Youth Forum. It's time to engage.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard. And let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us when we will discuss concerns raised by parents after government announced the introduction of a national pledge to be recited by schoolgoers this term.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And in sports news, former Zifa Chief Executive Officer and ZANU-PF activist Henrietta Rushkwaya has been granted a $100 bail on charges of attempting to fix soccer matches in Zimbabwe. Our reporter Michael Cariati has more from Harare.
Rushkwaya, who appeared at the Harare Magistrates' Courts on charges of allegedly being the chief architect of a match-fixing ring involving an Asian betting syndicate, Zimbabwean and South African players and coaches pleaded not guilty to the charges. Rushkwaya is accused of trying to fix the Warriors' 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Swaziland, where Zimbabwe drew and won the other convincingly 4-0. She was arrested by police last night following a complaint made by Zifa and subsequent police investigations. Zifa President Philip Chiangwa told Studio 7 that he's not going to comment on the outcome of Rushkwaya's court appearance, but revealed that his board would be meeting sometime today to deliberate on the matter. At the same time, Zifa says it has parted ways with Chief Executive Officer or Secretary General Jonathan Mashinga Idze, who has been put on early retirement. In a statement, Zifa President Philip Chiangwa said this decision was made by the Zifa board, which met today in Harare. Chief Operations Officer Joseph Mamutse has assumed the role of Acting General Secretary with immediate effect. Meanwhile, the Mashonaland and Turf Club have released the horses for Zimbabwe's biggest horse racing event, the Castle Tankard, but surprisingly, there is only one Zimbabwean horse in the 14-horse lineup. Most of the horses in Zimbabwe's biggest horse racing event are being imported from South Africa, with another coming from Singapore, as Zimbabwe's own horses do not meet the standards of participating in Grade 1 races due to a combination of factors. The chairman of the Mashonaland Turf Club, Christopher Peach, says Zimbabwe no longer is up to standard horses, as most of the country's top horse breeders were removed off their farms during the land redistribution program, and those who took over the farms know nothing about horse breeding.
What has been happening to Mashonaland Turf Club racing of recent years is that most of our horses running around this track here are born and bred in South Africa. That did not used to be the case. We used to have a very powerful breeding industry in Zimbabwe, and that breeding industry took 60 or 70 years to produce, and it produced some great winners and some great horses over the years. But unfortunately, with declining fortunes of breeders, partly due to the fact that many breeding farmers are no longer on the land, and partly due to other declining issues within the economy, our breeders are not as strong as they used to be.
Peach says it will not be easy, but will take at least about 20 years to restore Zimbabwe to the good old days when the country had some of the best horses in Africa and in the world. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
And now to recap today's top stories.
The United States ambassador to Zimbabwe holds a meeting with MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai.
The Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kicks off in Bulawayo.
Cash shortages continue in Zimbabwe.
And former Zifa CEO Henrietta Rushkwaya in hot soup as Zifa dumps current chief executive officer.
And that's our broadcast this evening.
Join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. For more on our top stories, you can send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at the following number, 001-202-465-0318.
And don't forget to join us tonight at Live Talk, where we have the Youth Connection with host Tungamili Nkomo Entertainer Gumbo, and they will be talking to listeners and experts about Zimbabwe's national pledge to be recited at schools.
That's it for tonight. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. Good night.
I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 26 Mabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Alingali tshona njani izulukandaba ulamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
siyathaba ukuthi umbukiso wethu usisondele, amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle kakhulu. Sesithengise indawo yokubukisa ephose ifike izicaphulo ezincane ezizinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane nanye. Kutho ukuthi sokusele kancane ukuthi sifikise inani esilikhangeleleyo.
Umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair usuqalile kobulawayo abezeTIF besithi bayajabula ukuthi uqale kahle.
Uhambe yaqhubeka leya phambili, sithemba ukuthi ngohamba kwesikhathi ngathi kungadlula maybe ukuhola kwabantu abaningi, lokunye ukuthi abulisiza abaye bafola amabonasi kuyehlekuyephana kungaba ngcono maybe after that.
Udubo lokusilela kwemali emabhanga selufike kusibanga esibi osekubangele ukuthi amabhanga ehlise imali engathathwa ngumuntu ngelanga. Inkuthazo yokuthi uhulumende esule imithelo yokudla uqhakathekileyo ukungena elizweni iqhubekela phambili. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2016 usuqalile kobulawayo abezeITF besithi bayajabula ukuthi uqale kahle, njalo iningi labo zobukisa selifikile lalabo laloba uZulu ovame ukuzongena embukisweni ekhala ukuthi isimo somnotho elizweni asimanga kahle. Okuningi asikuzweni kunompumelelo moya siphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Umqondisi weZITF uNkosikazi Nomandlovu ubike ukuba umbukiso uqale kahle ngoba iningi labazobukisa selifikile njalo umbukiso uhamba kahle.
Siyathaba ukuthi umbukiso wethu ususondele, amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle kakhulu. Sesithengise indawo yokubukisa ephose ifike izicaphulo ezincane ezizinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane nanye. Kutho ukuthi sokusele kancane ukuthi sifikise inani esilikhangeleleyo.
Uchaze ukuba amazwe abalisa iBotswana, Ethiopia, Ghana, Indonesia, Japan, Kenya, Namibia, Malawi, Mozambique, Russia, iSouth Africa, Tanzania leZambia azabe elezindlu zokubukisa ezinkulu. Uthi amankampani avela kweleChina, Canada, Cyprus, India leGermany azabe emelwe ngabosomabhizimisi abazimeleyo.
Siyabonga ukusekelwa okungaka ngamankampani akuleli lawaphandle kwelizwe. Siyanxusa njalo osomabhizimisi ukuthi beze embukisweni wethu bazobona konke esibalungiselele khona. Umbukiso wethu uzavula mhlaka 29 April, uvulwa ngupresident weTogo, upresident Nasibe.
Usiba lukhulu wedolobho lakobulawayo uNkosikazi Sandimoyo ugcizelele amazwi kaNkosikazi Ndlovu ethi umbukiso uqale kahle njalo uyajabula ngempahla ezilohlonzi ezibukiswe ngaphansi kwenkampani encedisa abathengisela kwamanye amazwe eyezintrade.
This is my first day ngibuya khona lapha, but esengubonile kuyajengisela ukuthi abantu bakhini, abantu bamotivated, people are producing ezinye izinto which we did not expect ukuthi bangaziproducer.
Umqondisi wenkampani yeZimtrade uNkosikazi Sithembile Priscilla Philime ubike ukuba amankampani abukisa ngaphansi kwenkampani yabo abukise impahla ezilohlonzi, njalo inani lempahla ezithengiswa phandle kweZimbabwe liyaliqonga uma kuqathaniswa leminyaka edlule.
Khathesi siyazama kakhulu siyakwazi ukuthi kuyoba nesikhathi from 98 to 2008 lapha i-economy yethike yabalwelenhlupho njalo kwahlangana le i-financial crisis yamazwe wonke kwake kwawa. Khathesi kodwa siyazama kakhulu la makhampani amaningi batshengisa sibili ukujabula ngokufuna sibuthi basukume njalo baphakame njalo and khathesi sila makhampani khonapha kusitendisele abathi nge-past 2 years sebesebenza lathi ku-trade fethu yona le sebebona ama-buyers lani sebekwanisa lokuthengisela sebeza kuyathengisa la kubo Limpopo province eSouth Africa.
Umbukiso we-ZITF uqale kahle njalo ilizwe leSouth Africa yilo elilethe osomabhizimisi abaningi kumbukiso walonyaka. Umbukiso ukhangelele ukuphela ngomgqibelo wayonale iviki. Uvulwe namhlanje lumbukiso uZulu yena akaqali ukuzobuka kodwa akuthembisi kangako ngoba umuntu ekhala ngokuthi akalamali njalo isimo somnotho elizweni kasimanga kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseZITF ngingunompumelelo moyo.
Udubo lokusilela kwemali emabhanga selufike kusibanga esibi osekubangele ukuthi amabhanga ehlise imali engathathwa ngelanga isukela kumadola angamakhulu amahlanu yafika kumadola angamachumi amahlanu kuphela. Amatitshala athole iholo lawo namhlanje adibane lodubo lolu ikakhulu emadolobheni amancane. Ingcwethi zomnotho welizwe zipha imbono eminingi etshiyeneyo ngembangela yalokhu. Isibalukhulu webhanga lesizwe umnumzana John Manguja utshele idale lephalamende ngenyanga edluleyo ukuthi uhulumende udinge imali eyizigidi ezingamakhulu amabili i-$216 million phandle kwelizwe ukuze iphathise elizweni kodwa kukhanya ingancedi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho umnumzana Samson Hliziyo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Uhambe yaqhubeka leya phambili sembo ukuthi ngohamba kwesikhathi ngathi kungadlula mevu ukuhola kwabantu abaningi lokunye ukuthi ukuthiza abaye bahola amabonasi kuyehle kuye phansi lungaba ngcono mevu i-afterka.
Sizwa kuthiwa imali umuntu angayithatha ebhanga isiyehlisiwe njalo?
Iyehlisiwe kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi abantu baningi, abantu abaholayo baningi. Abantu abaningi abadivozayo balutshwana abaletha imali ebhenki ku-system.
Okokuthi nxa usiya esitolo itshintshi yona kayihluphi yini nxa kuyukuthi imali yakho wenu la?
Hayi, itshintshi ikhona. Nxa usezitolo sibili imali ikhona sibili, abantu bayenelisa ukuyithola itshintshi lokuthenga lokho okuthize lapha lapha. Kuthiwa ngathi abezitolo bamazinkili labo bangaletha imali emabhanga nalaba abanye abathize abathengisa esitradini ukuthi bebe nama-akhawunti abo layo kumabhanga ukwenzela ukuthi kwenelisa ukuthi abantu bathole imali emabhanga ikakhulu laba othishala labanye abayeza ama-service providers benelisa ukuthi bathole. Ngoba into esivame ukuthi ibe khona kule nsuku ukuthi abantu bathanda ukuthi bayenza ama-transfers kakhulu kuma-akhawunti abo kodwa imali ukuthi abantu bayibambe sokusibazi abe njalo futhi ukuthi abantu bayenelisa ukuthi bathole amakhadi or bathole imali le.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Samson Hliziyo ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho bekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, lakushortwave 4930, 12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhulumende lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo emsebenzini wentuthuko bayavumelana ukuba kumele kudingwe indlela zokuba lezibopho eziqondisa umsebenzi wokulungiswa lokulondolozwa kokudla okuthengiselwa uZulu. Okuningi asikuzweni kuMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokho kuphuma emhlanganweni wokubonisana phezu kokudinga indlela lezibopho zokulungiswa kokudla lokulondolozwa kwakho kuhlanzekile njalo kulungele uZulu. Kungabenzi bathathele eminye imikhuhlane kulandelwa ezenhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization bemanyene labe Food and Agricultural Organization. Ingcwethe ezingena lomhlangano wensuku ezintathu owenzelwa eCrystal Lodge eHarare zithi lanxa ikhona imithetho elizweni ekhangela lolo hlangothi akukho kusebenzelana ekuqhubeni lomsebenzi. Unobhala wogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Gerald Gwinji utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba kumele kube lezibopho ezilandelwa ngabakumsebenzi lo okugoqela okulinywa ngabalimi kanye lokulungiswa ngabamankampani.
We import a lot of food and therefore it does require a lot of monitoring.
Sithenga ukudla okuningi kwamanye amazwe. Kungakho ke kumqoka ukuba sikuhlolisise ukuba kuyikudla kohlonzi lwaphezulu na. Kumele kube labantu abazaphatha umsebenzi wokuyahlola lawo makampani lapho okunye kwalokhu kudla okulungiswa khona. Lokhu kudla kungena ngemincele esemthethweni, okunye njalo kungena kuleyo engekho emthethweni.
Umeli wefaka kuleli umnumzana David Phiri uthi abenhlanganiso yakhe besebenzelana le-WHO bakubone kufanele baqhubele umhlangano wokubonisana phezu kokungenziwa ukumanyanisa abaphatheke kulumsebenzi. Isiphathamandla sohlangothi lokulima ngokuthelezela unkosikazi Danisile Higwa laye ugcizelele ngokuqakatheka komhlangano lo.
Silapha nje sidinga indlela zokuthi sibone ukuthi kungenziwa njani ukuthi laba abayibo abakhangela zenezi zinto ukuthi ukudla okungena lapha kumbe okulinywa khona pha ukudla okulungileyo bangakwenza njani.
Uqhubekethi kumele kube lezibopho zinye ezilandelwa ngumuntu wonke nxa kukhulunywa ngokuphathwa kokudla.
Ngingathola ukuthi abantu kumbeni ngithi ingatsha ezitshiyeneyo zisebenza zitshiyene. Kuyabe kusokusitsho ukuthi nxa sisebantwini kumbe sikhuluma lalabo abayibo abaphatha ukudla abathengisa ukudla bawoda ukudla beletha babengasazwisisi ukuthi balalele bani. Singasebenza sindawonye sihlangene kutsho ukuthi siyafaka imithetho elizwe efana nayo bonke abantu ingatsha ezijiyeneyo ziyabe sezisebenzisa khonokho.
Lezi ngcwethi ziyavumelana ukuba isimo esikhona elizweni singesihle kubangela ukuba khona kwezikhexe kuphethe kunguZulu obhekana lodubo lokudla ukudla okungalunganga okunye kwakho kubangela imikhuhlane ebingenqatshelwa. EleZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe amahlanu akhethwayo ukuba lezi ziqondiso ezethulwa zinhlanganiso okubalisa AFAO le-WHO kubohulumende ngenjongo yokuba ziphathise kuthini balungise zabo ezihambelana lelizwe linye ngalinye. Amanye ala mazwe lapho kwethulwe lezi ziqondiso kuzwekazi le-Afrika abalisa iSierra Leone, Zambia, Morocco kanye leGambia. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Inkuthazo yokuthi uhulumende esule imithetho emingcele ekudleni okuqakathekileyo okungangena elizweni ukuze kusizakale izigidi zabantu asebethwele nzima ngendlala iqhubekela phambili. Lokhu kulandela inkulumo kamphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezemisebenzi lenhlalakahle kaZulu unkosikazi Priska Mfumira othi inani labadinga uncedo lokudla eZimbabwe seliphezulu kakhulu. UBenedict Ndlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isimo esibi sendlala eZimbabwe sesengeze ngamandla inkuthazo yabeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele South Africa abathi uhulumende kayesule imithelo yokudla abayihlawuliswa emngceleni nxa bethengele imuli zabo ukudla. AbeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele South Africa bathi nxa imithelo ihlawuliswa ekudleni okungena elizweni ingesulwa lokhu kuzaphungula umthwalo kahulumende. Njengoba iningi labasebenza kwele South Africa baza kwanelisa ukuthumela izihlobo zabo ukudla okuningi isikhathi sinye. Isizalwane seZimbabwe ugogo Rita Malaba odabuka enkayi uthi indlala esemakhaya endaweni eziningi kwele Mandebeleni ithelela usizi.
Indlala iyachinga baba ngoba vele njengoba nakakusetshenzwa
emasimini kulezinye izindawo ngoba izulu lapho zikuna ngithi so abanye abashe badela kwashe kwathi labana bathi belibona lifika baqalisa bathi kungcono ukuthi basukume balokhuze bayekhona emasimini kungcono mina ngithi ngibuya lenkayi le kwezinye indawo uyathola ukuthi uthi uyahamba ubona ukuthi vele abantu bahlezi ngani kusebusuku.
Esikhulumeli sebandla le-Progressive Alliance of Mthwakazi Unions, PAMU, umnumzana Clement Ncube, uthi kuyabamangalisa ukuthi kungani uhulumende eqhubekela phambili esenqabela ukungena kokudla elizweni ngemithelo ephezulu bona abantu besifa ngendlala.
Kwamansizwa kuthiwa i-Plumtree, i-warehouse yakhona igcwele impuphu, iyadabuka ngempuphu, ethathelwa abantu abangenayo lapha. Kanti abantu bani bayalamba lapha. Khona umuntu wethu ubeyongcwaba ekhaya. Kuleyo quantum yabo bekule grosa esifo lesabahamba ngaso bafika yokubhataliswa $89.
Ugogo Sitshengisiwe Mpofu yena uthi abasazi ukuthi vele uhulumende uhlose ukuthi abantu bafe na kumbe kuyini afuna ukukufeza ngokwenqabela ukuthi ukudla kufinyelele ebantwini.
Khathesi sineproblem yokuthi unesifiso sokuthi uyadobha lelo rando lidobhileyo. Unabantu ekhaya okumele ubabhekelele. Uthenge loo shangani bhege omthwalo umsekhaya. First uma layitsha yena uzoyifuna yokulayisha leliyana shangani bhege. Eboda nako kufike kukwe futhi kuthiwe lokhu akungeni, lokhu kuyangena, lokhu akungeni. Ngathi silama-challenges. Akungitshela ukuthi nxa umuntu elo muntu osebenza ngapha ezama ukuvika lolwanabiko olungale ekhaya kuphinde kwehlule kulowo muntu olapha ekhaya olokulendawo uzokwenzakalana.
Ugogo Mampofu futhi bahlukunyezwa njalo ukuthi akusibo bonke abantu abathola uncedo lokudla okuvela kuhulumende.
Kunenkethabe chabe ebakhona ezweni kukanti abantu bonke ngabantu baseZimbabwe. Kuneliyana lizwe kubuhlungu kakhulu ngani ngoba ngaso kuzokudla oweqembelithile ngadlanga. Lokuyana ngempela kusephula umoya.
Umnumzana Ncube uthi iyodwa nje qha into uhulumende okufuze ayenze.
Akasuse umthetho lo ijuti ekudleni ngoba amazwe amaningi omakhelwana bakhe. Uyivet abayicharge kuma basic food stuffs. Thina owakithi ufaka ijuti ekudleni. Impuphu, imilimili, itswayi, isepha, amafutha okupheka, irice. Konke lokho ukudla umuntu omele aphile ngakho. Abantu abasebenza ekhaya amafemu avaliwe emapulazini akulalutho, i-GMB akulalutho.
AbeZimbabwe laba baxwayisa ngelithi nxa uhulumende engaluthatheli phezulu udaba lokwesulwa kwale mithelo kuzafanele etheswa amacala kungaba labantu abafayo ngenxa yendlala. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection sikhangela udaba lokukhonza iflag okumelwe kwenziwe ngabantwana besikolo lapho izikolo zivulwa iNational Pledge. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Abazali abaningi bathukuthele ngomthetho kahulumende omutsha ozabamba abantwana besikolo ngamandla ukuthi bafunge yeZimbabwe njalo bathembise ukuhlonipha amaqhawe esizwe. Amagqwetha alwela amalungelo kaZulu asecele umthethwandaba ukuthi wesule lumthetho. Sihamba kanje isifungo abafundi abamele basenze nsuku zonke ekuseni bengakaqali izifundo. Nkulunkulu wena ophethe impilo zethu, siyakhonza iflag yesizwe, siyabahlonipha omama labo baba abasala empini. Sizizukulwana eziziqhenyayo ngenotho yemvelo yethu. Siyaziqhenya njalo ngamasiko ethu, ngakho ngizimisele ukuba ngumuntu othembekileyo osebenza gadalala. Amamasonto achiyene kobulawayo bathi bazahlangana kusasa bekhulumisana ngalolu daba. Umfundisi uSenis Banda uyachasisa ukuthi kungani bengavumelani laso isifungiso lesi.
Kusasa ngikhuluma kanje ekuseni ngo-10 o'clock ku-Presbyterian Church esedorobheni lakoBulawayo. Sizabe sihlanganisa abantu abazinkulungwane lezinkulungwane. Sikhangelele over 1,000 abantu ukuthi bebuye belanda umthandazo. Sizomelana layo into leyo eyokuthi abantu bebanjwe ngamandla ukwenza isinqumo lokusaluthi flag ungazange ukukhulumisane labo kokuqala. Okwesibili sesilungise ingwalo amapetitions ezokuxwayisa abantu ukuthi bengavumi into. Siyazihlanganisa zizafika kumbe kube 20,000 sifuna ukuzihambisa ke kuhulumende. Okwesithathu sina sesithe nxa uhulumende engatshintshanga linto abantwana bengayi esikolo ngolesibili ekuseni behlale ngkhaya uhulumende yenzeke ngenkani into leyo afuna ukuyenza abantu bethu bengekho bazasihlalela ngkhaya okwesine khathesi siyasebenza lamagqwetha ukuthi lindaba ihanjiswe phambili emthethwandaba ukwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba asivikele njengoba isekelo sombuso lazo sisivikele.
Lithi iyasephula isisekelo sombuso lindaba njani?
Isephula ngenxa yokuthi isekelo sombuso siyamelana lokuthi umuntu abanje ngamandla ukwenza isinqumo kumbe ukufunga engafuni. Njalo ke isisekelo sombuso siyavikela amalungelo omuntu nxa sikhangele izinto zenkolo ukuthi ukholwani njalo ukholwa kanjani. Ngakho nxa umuntu ethatha isipho usenza isifungo njalo ubusuthatha isipho usiletha lapho ofunga khona nxa sikhangele inkolo zonke kumbe ngesintu kumbe isikristu kumbe isimuslim kumbe isini ungenza khonokho ukuthi uthi usufike esigabeni sokukhonza. Ngakho abantu bathi kanti manje iMinistry of Education ifuna sikhonze ubani? Ngakho nxa sikhangele lokhu lokuthi abantwana abasezikolo abaningi basesebancane bengeke bathatha izinqumo ngoba bakwazi ukuthi banqumani njalo bafunga besithini.
Hello ke ngumfundisi uSenesibanda owe Christian Alliance obeqoxa lo ntungameli inkomo ecingweni ekobulawayo.
Win bibawa silale mawin bibawa
silale mawin
silale mawin
bibawa silale mawin bibawa silale mawin.
Ukuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziya udaba lokunatha umuthi wesintu wamacansi nxa ihloka selibuthundu. Kambe kuyabe sekuthena umuntu wesilisa esephila ngembodlela. Kuyenzakala ukuthi umuntu wesilisa abe lomkhuhlane ocoba umzimba njalo lokuthi aphazanyiswe ngokunye okumhluphayo kugcineke ihloka lingasagamuli. Kulezihlahla eziningi ezinathwa ngulo osethwele nzima emacansini. Ake sizwe ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu umnumzana Peter Zwidekala ngakhumalo odabuka njalo endlini yesikhosini exoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Livele liyanqundeka ihloka nxa ugamula isihlahla olisebenzisa. Elesintwini lelo okhuluma ngalo lingqundeka ngokukhula komuntu kumbe nxa engenwe ngeminye imikhuhlane. Njengechukela iyakwenza lokho. Kumbe nxa umuntu enatha okwedlulisileyo kuyamthundubeza. Ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo ukuthi kuyenzakala ukuthi ngekhaya kungasasebenzi ngendlela eqondileyo. Ngakho sokufanele ukuthi lilolwe. Ngalolwa ngekhaya kumbe lilolwe ngaphandle, kulolwa kabili. Ngokuba ukuthi umama ngekhaya agcine iqhaga likababa, aligcinayo endlini abemnika ukuze kungathambi. Njalo ngaphandle kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi hayi umuntu kathembanga inkosikazi yakhe yangekhaya kuphela, kodwa ulabo abanye abathandanayo ngaphandle kwangekhaya.
Kuvame kanganani ukuthi kuloleke ihloka nxa kunjalo? Njengoba phela lapha kuyabe sengasonto engani ilungile phela.
Ye, angibona nani kusengqondweni njalo obaba babe kusebenzisa nje ukuthi makhanye benza isizathu esiqinileyo sokuthi benze into engaqondanga phakathi kwesizwe. Ngoba akukhondanga ukuthi umuntu abe lamantombazana ngaphandle engabathathanga. Esimpisi sakithi wawufanele ukuthi uyevela usuthathe ube lani besithembo. Hhayi ukuthi ube lamakhosikazi othandana lawo ngaphandle komzwa wakho.
Nxa sikhuluma ngekhaya lapha, iqhaga leli liyabe lilani Khumalo?
Angeke ngakwazi ngoba mina lami ihloka lihlala libukhali angeke ngakwazi ukuthi babafakeni ngoba anise sasuka thina sizihlalele emadorobheni. Akusazakali kalula konke ukuthi kuyabe kulezihlahla bani, kodwa kulezihlahla eziningi ezehlukeneyo ezifakwa phakathi kwembodlela kumbe phakathi kweqhaga zihlale zilamani. Kugcinwa ngumama, umama layo uyakwazi ukuthi lokhu ngokababa ngoba ngokwabo bobabili lokhu.
Ye, kodwa umuntu enganatha kakhulu phela akula sipimo sangkona phela umuntu akwanza ukubhija lapha kugcina kuhlupha phela.
Ye, kufanele phela ubhijo kulesimo athi ukuthi unathe uziqeda abadala bona bayakwazi ukuthi ucabulo okungakanani njalo okunye kwakhona akuthathwa kudile kunjalo kuyahlanganiswa lamanzi ukuze kube buthakathaka kungabi into eqinileyo engagcini sihlupha phambili isolase lihlala libukhali kati-ke lifanele-ke lithundubake mbisana
ye kodwa kuvame kanganani ukuthi kusetshenziswa kulezi nsuku uzwa kuthiwani khona
lokhu bekusebenzisa emakhaya kakhulu abadala lokhu bekusebenzisa ngoba bazazi izihlahla zangkhona lapho emadolobheni sengunanzelele ukuthi kulabo mama abasuke emakhaya bethwele izikhwama abafika nje umbone umama ehlalele laphana kube labo baba bahamba bahambe bafike badobha izinto bathenga izinto khonapho okuzimvutho okuthile bahambe lakho bayokuhlanganisa lo mshobhu wamangqina kumbe lo mshobhu wenyama kumbe bathele phakathi kwamahewu ukuze imisebenzi uhambe phambili.
Khumalo valelisa sibili uzulu khonapho-ke ungathini ngokunatha into lezi
bafanele balimuke-ke ukuthi akusikho konke okusebenza ngendlela eqondileyo into yokuthi asikwazi ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ubhije okungakanani njalo kasikwazi ukuthi okunye okwenzakalayo ulokho yakuthethe wakufaka emzimbeni kulesi gabani ongagcina kuphambanisa umzimba wakho.
Lo ke ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu umnumzana Peter Zudekala ngakhumalo odabuka njalo endlini yesikhosini obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 kuhlelo lwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu. Isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Botswana umnumzana Gift Ncube walahlekelwa izandla zombili aze adutshulwe ngowayemqatshile ngomnyaka ka-2013 uthi impilo iya isiba lukhuni ngamandla kungela lapho angathola khona uncedo njalo engakatholi inhlawulo yokulimala kwakhe. Okuningi asikuzweni kuntathele izindaba e-Studio 7 uMartin Ngwenya esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo seGaborone kwele Botswana.
Umnumzana Gift Ncube wahlangana lesimo azithola ekuso ezama ukuthola imbadalo ngomsebenzi ayewenzile ngomnyaka ka-2013 esigabeni semalaphe enkabeni yeBotswana. Uncube uthi wayeqeda ukuthonisa isikwelede sakhe senkulungwane ezimbili samapula lapho umqhatshi wakhe wazonda ukuthi umthoniselani leyo mali wakhipha isibhamu wamdubula engalweni. Ekufikeni kwakhe esibhedlela odokotela bamtshela ukuthi kumele izandla zakhe ziqunywe. Ngalawo mazwi amathemba kaNcube okuziphilisa ahle achabalala. Lamhla uNcube uphila ucela ehlala phambi kwamavinkili elinde abaSamaria abalozwelo.
Kathi kunzima kathi esimpilo yakhona engiphilayo ngoba ukuphila ngezandla siphila ngezandla zabanye abantu and ngiphila ngezandla zabanye abantu yokwakathi si ngiphila ngokuthi ngibabhadale laba bantu abancedisayo but imali ngiyayicela ebantwini. I-government akula nto encedisa ngayo kakhulu kwakathi si abakancedisi ngalutho. Bona into abayikhuluma bathi abayali kuncedisa but bafuna ukuthi yena omaye umuntu oyenza icala leli abe nguye obhadala yonke into first gen.
Uthi noma nje abeBotswana benceda isibo bonke abathazeli labeZimbabwe esidi abanye babuza ukuthi wayevele edingani.
Ya abatwana bona baright but asibo bonke ngoba ukuphila kwami kathi sendiphila ngama-donations through boyiba Botswana imali yabo ukuthi ngikwanise ukuphila kodwa bashiyena ngoba abanye akwanise ukuzama ebhincela uncedo bethe yena wayevele uzodinga neBotswana engumzimbabwe ngoba ngabe ngabuya ngamebhe ngabe ngalemalanga so ngamanye amagama azisubuhlungu.
Uncube ukuthi kuyinhlanhla ukuthi uyaphila ngoba inhloso kwakuthi abulawe ngulo wayesala ukumbhadala.
So inhloso yakhe kwakuthi inhloso kungibulala ukuthi njengomzimbabwe kusho ukuthi ufanele asetshenziswe kuphela then isibo somxosha. But mina ngamtshela ukuthi ndilesifindi sokuthi angixotsheki njalo ngiyakwazi ukuthi ma ngisebenzile fanele ngibe labalo mthetho bebona ukuthi ngisebenzile fanele ngibhadale.
Udaba lukaNcube solwangena emthethwandaba kodwa kwavunyelwana ukuthi inhlawulo azayithola imalini njalo kusalinde ukuthi lo wamdubulayo agwetshwe. Isimo sikaNcube ayisiyo ndaba ezimele yodwa ngoba kubekhona abaningi abeZimbabwe abakhonona ukungaphathwa kahle emva kokwenza imisebenzi emncane abanye bengatholi inhlawulo kumbe bethola ingcosana abangavumelananga ngayo lapho beqhatshwa. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabona kule Botswana.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection kusasa sikhangela imizamo kahulumende eyokubamba abafundi ngamandla ukuthi bafunge njalo bakhonze iflegi yeZimbabwe ezikolo. Nxa lifuna ukungena kulolu hlelo lisazise ngokusithumela incwajana ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 0012-465-0318. Inombolo njalo 0012-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kusasa kuhlelo The Connection lilami untungamilinkomo lomunye wami utatenda gubo.